Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Jan Peterzelka, Master Gardener, is joining us again today. Hi, Jan.
Good morning.
Getting ready for my favorite holiday, Halloween.
Oh, boo.
On Monday.
You're super scary Halloween.
I don't like cute Halloween. I like to scare young children, but still give them candy for their patients.
Okay.
They get the good stuff.
Okay, good.
It is a fun holiday. It's really a fun holiday when you've got grandchildren that, because they get so excited about it. It's a great one for gardeners, too.
But, you know, Halloween is just sort of one day in the whole fall season. And if you go to any grocery store nowadays, pretty much right at the entrance, you're going to find pumpkins, you're going to find acorn squash, you're going to find all these cool-looking squash and gourds you've probably never even seen before in your life, and you're thinking, I've got to get this and take it home and do something with it. So we're kind of going to talk about that a little bit today, about maybe if you're not really artsy, craftsy, but if you just sort of want to get into the season, you know, what kind of things can you do with, you know, what you find at the store at home?
For sure, definitely. There's a lot of different options, a lot of different price ranges that you can use to invest in that. And I personally like to decorate during the fall season. I like the colors. I'm really drawn to warm colors. So I'm really happy to see that. And also it's a nice break from the summer heat going in, transitioning into the fall before it gets too cold. But I'm a big fan of decorating using mini pumpkins. So I really like the small ones that come in the little mesh bag. And, you know, they're all usually the same color and size, but they're little small mini orange pumpkins. And I like to hollow out the center of them. And then I use that little pumpkin as a receptacle as a vase. So I can pretty much buy one very small bouquet of flowers at the grocery store. And then I can make multiple arrangements with all my little pumpkins in there and use that as a little vase. So I hollow out the inside and then I can stuff a little Ziploc bag in there. And then I can either put a small random container, a little small cup or bathroom cup or something to use as the vase. And then I stick in the flowers on there so I can make a large centerpiece just by building over with a lot of little small little mini pumpkins. So
what about candles? You could put candles on there as well.
I've seen that done where they kind of fit like a tea light candle on there because it's like a little perfect size on there. So anything that people are interested in wanting to be able to do on that would be great. I have small children, so they like to decorate the pumpkins. And I really stay away from carving, especially when they were a lot smaller, because it's really dangerous to
knives.
Knives are not good. They do a lot of decorating for the pumpkins, but just, you know, the small little latex paint on the top. And they're able to make little fun and cute designs on that. But I do know that folks kind of use them in their front porch.
Absolutely.
As well. So that would be another way to.
And a great idea with a little larger pumpkin. If you carve it out and get the fruit, the meat out of the pumpkin, you could take perhaps a chrysanthemum from the store that would complement the colors of the pumpkin and just use that as what we call a cash pot, a pot in a pot. And then when the pumpkin, you know, its lifespan has ended, then you still have the mum, but you can, you know, you can get rid of the pumpkin and do a variety of sizes and colors. There's pretty little white pumpkins too, and then some kind of warty looking things.
Norma's Halloween.
Yeah, type.
It's more on the scary side. It's a Norma pumpkin. Yeah, exactly.
It's more on the scary, warty type side.
But yeah, a lot of interesting textures and colors. You'll have just a standard pumpkins that have the little warts growing on there. A lot of your turban squash.
What are turban squash?
It looks like it actually has a turban.
Oh, okay.
So they have interesting shapes that you're able to do with that. And they also come with different, you know, streaks of different colors and warts on them. So anything that you want to do as far as the different kinds of pumpkins, also don't overlook the greenish blue ones.
They're so pretty.
They're so beautiful. Or the flatter, rounder ones that are more of like the Cinderella pumpkins as well. So you can really get a lot of different effects on what kind of theme you want to follow when you're decorating with your pumpkins and your gourds.
And a lot of the botanical gardens right now, I know I remember being at the Texas in Dallas, and they did a whole thing at the botanical garden just with pumpkins. I've never seen so many, and they were absolutely gorgeous. And just putting them around, like you said, on your front porch, it says, welcome, we're glad you're here, and it's a great thing to have on your porch. And you know, regardless of what size, you can do little bitty, even like your little 2-inch six packs that you have. You can tuck some of those in there really, really comfortably as well. So
I know there's sort of wreaths for every season.
Absolutely.
And I would assume you could, you know, go to any do-it-yourself kind of store and buy yourself sort of a wreath base. And with those tiny little
bitty ones, that would be darling. It would be really, really.
And some
really
of those pine cones are laying around from
your
neighbor's pine tree. Pick some of those up.
Yeah, for sure. Your imagination will take you as far as you want it to. And I think that's really important because it's just that time of the year. Like Denise says, it's fall. It's cooling off. It's time to sit out on the porch and enjoy because it's, you know, you don't have to worry about burning up
right
this time of the year.
Exactly. I think you can really invest on really the short term if you're just looking for one holiday or extend it all the way into Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And to be able to preserve any kind of pumpkins or squash or gourds that you buy, you want to keep them cool, keep them out of direct sunlight.
Which is hard in El Paso.
It is.
Yes.
So, you know, that porch, you know, you're not facing north, you know, and get a lot of heavy shade. It's going to be really tough. So you have to think about that in your long term considerations.
Exactly.
If you're using it more on a tablescape, you're able to get a longer lifespan for that. But the important thing is that once you start carving into the pumpkin, it goes from decorative or ornamental down to perishable food.
Exactly.
So if you decide to carve a jack-o'-lantern out of your pumpkin, I mean, it's not going to make for really good food. So do not use it because you don't want to introduce
it. Go with the stuff in the cans.
Exactly.
Can't be beaten.
Or buy the smaller, sweeter pumpkins and cut and cool and cook those down for your pumpkin pies or your other festive dishes. But your larger jack-o'-lantern size, once you carve them into, they're going to start decaying immediately. So you can save the seeds, separate the seeds from the pulp, and roast some pumpkin seeds. But as far as the actual flesh itself, it's really going to start to disintegrate and to decay. I was looking into this and how to preserve that, and I was read into some extension publications, and they indicate that by lining the inside of a carved out pumpkin with petroleum jelly reduces the water loss and extends that lifespan out on the porch for a carved pumpkin. So again, not safe to eat, not really healthy.
Especially not after you put Vaseline all over it.
Yeah. I would think after dealing with the pulp and separating the seeds from that, I think your gross factor.
That's true.
You're kind of maxed out on that, no matter how much you love the season.
So, but if you're thinking, though, I mean, everybody's got that, you know, old jar of Vaseline laying around the house, right? But maybe you're thinking, well, if I could put Vaseline around it. And this, I thought about this, like, well, you know, like use nonstick cooking spray or, you know, something, sort of an oil in there. But I found that stuff is flammable.
Yeah, no, never mind.
We don't want, as you.
I'm going to put my mom card on. Oh, right. No, that's not a good idea.
No pumpkin bombs.
Pumpkin grenade.
Right.
Another thing I was thinking about in some of the books that I have, you all know that I'm passionate about succulents. And the little bitty pumpkins, if you carve those out and do the petroleum jelly trick, they're perfect for a little succulent. And I've seen some of those done, and that's a great thing to do in the fall as well. You can really make a pretty, pretty centerpiece with those.
Especially if you have like a spiky succulent or something.
It's
like pumpkin hair.
Exactly.
draw a cute little face on there.
That's true.
And you could do the container gardener poem that we talk about, a thrill, a fill, and a spill. So something tall, something that fills in, and then something that would drape over the sides of that pumpkin would really be a great thing
as well. That's actually a really nice phrase for a container gardening.
It's a great one to think about. A thrill, a fill, and a spill.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of stuff on Instagram.
Right.
Pinterest.
And Pinterest that maybe in case people have any, they want to look for some ideas on what to do with some of these decorative squash. I think it's a perfect place to go.
Yes, definitely.
But there's also, like we were talking about with the wreath and finding your neighbor's pine cones, there's probably stuff just laying out on your or your neighbor's landscapes or out in the park that you can use. Pine cones are readily accessible. The one little feature I like are not of pine cones, but of these screw bean mesquites.
Oh,
I love their little
seed
pods because they look like little firecrackers.
Right. They do. I love the little bundles that they have. They're great colors. Just the honey mesquite pods, too.
Yes.
They kind of start dropping all their beans and, you know, some people eat them because they're sweet, but sometimes they'll make a mess around when they land on the ground. So scoop those up and bring those in along with your scrubby mesquite. And scrubby mesquites are not as popular. And there's a few pockets around town that if you know where a scrubby mesquite is, that'll be a nice little nice scavenger area.
If people want to know where there are a few of them, it's where that – if you were to walk the path that's along the Rio Grande, sort of between Country Club and Art Craft, along that concrete path, walking bike path, there are scrubby mesquites that sort of line that path.
And on the far east side, if you take I-10 to the Clint cutoff, the Clint exit before you get to North Loop, they're going to be there's a stand on them right on the left-hand side.
They are
so they're all when you just know when all the where all the plants are.
That's right.
You
know? That's right.
So look up. They have a great bark though. Actually, they're different than the regular mesquite trees. So pods, beans, even your acorns on your oaks that are going to have the little.
Sure. I've seen a lot of them near the Plaza Theater.
Mm-hmm.
They're just sort of littered all over the floor, and they're just the cutest acorns. They're just adorable.
This takes recycling to a whole new level.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
So go instead of looking for aluminum cans, go out and get your bag and fill them up with really cool stuff that you can use to decorate your home.
Just don't hoard them. You have to leave some back for nature.
That's right.
And for the squirrels and for our wildlife. Yes, exactly. But there's always a few to spare, and your table cannot be that big.
That's a large cornucopia.
So what do you do with, once the season is over and you've got the jack-o'-lanterns that are sort of looking saggy and baggy and you're done with your decorative acorn squash? Do people put it in their compost bin?
Yeah.
Or is it just one of those easily perishable type of things? Like what we do with poinsettias, we buy them at Christmas and then by January we throw them in the garbage.
Chuck them. Yeah. Well, you could do a couple of things. If you want to compost them, you can certainly can do that. But don't put your entire jack-o'-lantern pumpkin in there and just think it's going to miraculously
break it down,
miraculously disappear come next summer. You need to chunk it up. First of all, remove any kind of candles or foil or anything that you put them in there, any kind of accessories. Take those out.
Petroleum jelly.
Don't put them in there if you have
that. Yeah, that'd be kind of gross. Yeah. And then just cut them up into the smallest size possible, if you will, with a large kitchen knife. And then they'll slowly biodegrade and become compost for the next year. But make sure that you also clean out any kind of seeds because you don't want those seeds coming up next year.
They will germinate quickly.
In a volunteer pumpkin patch that you may have. So, and also we were talking about what kind of wildlife like pumpkins and like eating pumpkins. And I know that the El Paso Zoo always promotes, they have a festivity during Halloween. And you might want to see.
Maybe they might take your old pumpkin.
Maybe.
Give them a call.
The elephant. Sure.
But just don't tell them that we sent you.
Don't tell
them.
Because it was
it'll
just
come
a
back
thought.
To us and we'll be like, what? No,
what we have no idea. We'll deny and deny that. But you always see the larger pumpkins and they feed the larger animals and they feed them pumpkins. So, I mean, some animals must love them.
Yeah.
I wonder if an elephant likes pumpkins.
No, my dog doesn't do pumpkins.
Anyways, well, we hope that you enjoy the holiday season that's upon us.
And if you have any questions for the Master Gardeners, give them a call at 771-2354, 771-2354, and check out Pinterest, check out Instagram. You're going to get some great ideas there as well. Jan Peterzalka, it's been a great time having you here with us again.
It's been a fun show. Thanks.
And we want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.